This is a CKTZ News Update. I'm Lonnie Taylor. The Whaletown Community Club has booked an unprecedented amount of community events over the next month. On July 19th, the Myrtle Sisters Review will be one of the first traveling comedic acts to grace the Gorge Hall stage in possibly a decade. I caught up with the social convener, Sean Kanaday, to find out how he is pulling off this massive lineup and what has brought comedy to the Gorge Hall stage specifically. Hi, Sean.
Hi, Lonnie. Hi, everybody. Basically, a friend had mentioned a comedy group that they knew, and I decided to book them or take the chance. The Myrtle Sisters Comedy Review is an interesting act. They've got a little bit of dancing. They've got music. They've got live performance. Yeah, I think it's going to be a really interesting show, and I'm excited to put more on if it's successful.
Do you know if they're traveling and touring nearby in this region?
As far as I know, they have gigs in Cumberland and in Courtney and a few other places. So they're doing a full tour, yes.
Awesome. When you approached the Myrtle Sister Review, this act, was it hard to convince them to come to Cortez?
Not so much. They're familiar with Cortez. They have friends here, and they've also been here for holidays. So maybe a little bit of diplomacy in the emails and a couple of laughs. And yeah, they said they would be excited to do a show here.
Excellent. So according to Howie Roman, the only manager that the Gorge Hall has ever seen, he said that the last time comedy was booked at the Gorge Hall was possibly around 2012, 2013, so about a decade ago. And he reported that they were not funny. So it sounds like even just in communications with this act, you shared some laughs.
Definitely. Also, funny is definitely a perspective. We'll see what people think. So far, people that have checked out their YouTube videos online have all given me good reviews.
And is that an all ages show?
Yes. They also do an adult version of their comedy, but I've decided to go with the all ages show first, just to see how the crowd is.
Nice. And that's a Wednesday performance, so middle of the week, but here in the summertime, we're usually always looking for things to do.
That's true, yeah. A lot is happening on Cortez. The slots are filling up, but a Wednesday show I don't think will affect the crowd.
Yeah, so that's a really good point.
It is a struggle for the locals because you split the crowd if they're all booked at the same time. But what you'll also get, because a lot of my shows are later on in the night, they'll go to the earlier show outdoors and then they'll come to my show afterwards. We also get the tourist draw as well.
Nice. Okay, so how can people find out about these shows if they want to join? If they also are booking things and they don't want to conflict with you? Do you guys have like a master events calendar that people can refer to find out about all these endless events?
Okay. July 14th, we have Clanamorna, a Victoria band which plays Celtic music. They've played Quadrapalooza and a number of festivals. Really exciting three-piece. July 19th is the Myrtle Sisters Review, which we've spoken about. That's the comedy show. Make sure you come and check that one out. July 21st, we have the Cortez Pride, which will have two DJs and a talent show. If you want to sign up for that, there's an email on the poster to talk to Shiva Perry. July 28th is the Awakeneers. They're a folk band with a lot of different influences, and it's their album release. So that's also exciting. July 29th is Chico Soto with Dub Commission from Mexico City. Don't miss that one. In August, we have, on the 12th, Rocks and Road, an up-and-coming rock band. I've noticed their posters everywhere, so I took a chance and contacted them, and they're willing to play for us up here. August 26th is Gisto and the Grateful Living. That's another reggae act, which just played the 420 in Vancouver. They have a little bit of a world influence music-wise as well. So, big show.
Sweet. How on earth are you convincing all these bands to come here? And I'm curious, like, on the financial side, how that all works.
That's a really good question. I wonder that myself sometimes. I would have to say a little bit of magic, a little bit of diplomacy and experience in the music industry. I've worked many festivals in my life and made many contacts. So I took a chance and just started communicating with them again to see what could happen. All we can really offer them currently is the door, minus 10% for the hall expenses. So that's what I did. And the turnout and the response has been amazing. So yeah, that's where we are with that.
Awesome. These events are all ages, so really accessible.
Just one more point on the show perspective. $20 for a show is an extremely reasonable rate, especially after the pandemic. A lot of these bands are just to come here and play. They're basically covering their expenses. So it's an honor to have them play.
How did the Whaletown Community Club support you and empower you in this position?
Being fans of music and entertainment, as a lot of people are, the board just suggested contacting people and booking them, even though we didn't have the funding. So a lot of this is done by volunteer power. It's a thankless job, but the reality of it is I get to see the smiling faces and listen to great music. So that's the reward. That's worth more than gold to me.
The calendar. How can people access the calendar?
So to access the calendar, and this includes accessing any bookings, so that if you wanted to, say, book a wedding here or book an event as well, you can check the calendar. You can go to the Gorge Hall website. It's whaletowncommunityclub.ca. We also have gorgehall@gmail.com, which you can email us at and just inquire about bookings or shows or whatever you need to find out.
Any other info about these events that people should know about?
We're always looking for volunteers. The help is appreciated. Anyone that's interested in doing the door for a show, doesn't have to pay for a ticket, obviously, or you just want to help clean up or anything. Decorate if we need some decorations. You want to help with the social media. There's plenty of volunteer jobs to do. That's what we're run by. So the more the merrier.
Awesome. Are there any other changes that you wanted to touch on here at the Gorge Hall?
An exciting new change is we have the Square system set up. So now everyone can pay debit or Visa for the shows, as well as if they want to put a deposit down for a booking, or if they want to pay for their booking for a wedding, or make a donation even.
Lonnie Taylor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.